your mind works like my mind, I forget a lot of things, right? Some of you remember a lot of things. I forget a lot of things. And sometimes I forget the things I should remember, and I remember the things I should forget, right? And it's so interesting that, you know, things will be going well and life will be great, and then one pebble in your shoe is the only thing that you can think about, right? Or, you know, you do something and you have 10 people that are really, really grateful, but one person is like, yeah, I don't know. The thing that you remember is the one thing that I don't know. And our mind is just curious that way, and I think the default setting often is to fixate and focus on what's not right versus seeing the totality of what is good and right and just. And so our psalm today, Psalm 103, and if you do have a Bible, please open it up to it. We'll have the scriptures here that I'm reading. Yeah, there's different versions. And wow, that was almost bad. Okay, different versions that are up there. I use the NIV. We use the NIV here for various reasons, but lots of different versions to look at it. So you'll remember it, that you can read it, your eyes can go through it, not only hear it, look at it, and hopefully ingest it. So if you open up to that, that would be great. So this psalm was written by David, and it's all praise. There's no requests in this psalm. Perhaps he's requesting himself. He's talking to himself. Hey, self, hey, soul, remember, don't forget all the Lord's benefits, okay? That's a good practice for us as well. As we get into the minutiae of living and the difficulties of being on this side of eternity, lots of struggles. And we have to remind ourselves of what is true about God. We have to remind ourselves what is right about what He has given us. This psalm helps us in that. And we're going to see five things from the first point. It's only going to be 3 points, but like 17 points, and I can't hit them all, okay? But we'll see stuff. Michael's like, you better not, bro. You better not. We have kids workers downstairs. there's just a lot here. And so for us who are forgetful people, which you are a forgetful person, I am a forgetful person, this psalm helps us to remember all His benefits. It helps us, and this is the second point, I'm just giving them up front, to rest in His compassionate care. So remember His benefits, rest in God's compassionate care. And this is right in the moment, not when everything is perfect, but when life is just happening. And thirdly, that we are to rejoice in His everlasting love and rule. Okay, that's the three main chunks of this. Remember all of His benefits, okay, and this is stuff that we have to do, we have to put into work. Rest in His compassionate care, whew, and rejoice in His everlasting love and rule. Hey, Justice, can we turn me out of these monitors? I'm hearing myself a lot. You can't do, I mean, he's gonna do something, so. God bless our sound people. It's a hard job, and they've done a great job, so I appreciate that. Okay. Yeah, we should clap for them. And our tech team and our Facebook people. I see you, Cheryl. I see you up there. I see you. They work for us behind the scenes, and really, really appreciate them. Okay, so three big chunks, lots of other things in there. Again, I'm not going to cover it all. Okay, so the first point is this. Remember all of His benefits, okay? So this is what David, our psalmist, tells us to do. I'm going to read that section, and we'll break it down just a little bit and go into the other ones. All right, so here it is, Psalm 103. This is on page 517 in the Bible in front of you, if you didn't bring one with you. And I'm going to read first verses 1 through 5. So here we go. He starts this way, praise the Lord, my soul. Okay, he's talking to himself, right? Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, all that I am, hey, praise His holy name. He says this again, praise the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all His benefits. And then he goes and lists some. Verse 3, who, this is what God does, forgives all your sins. Who, right, and heals all your diseases. Okay. Who redeems your life, my life, where? From the pit, right? What else does he do? Crowns you, I hear you, with love and compassion. Whew. There's more? Yes, there is. Verse 5. Who satisfies your desires with good things? Why? So that your youth is renewed like the eagles, right? You see what I'm saying? There's a lot in here. You could chew on just one of these benefits for a while, right? And I don't know what you need to chew on today, but you need to chew on something. Okay. Seriously, we pray. God, give us ears to hear what you're saying to this church, but also all of the stones that God builds together in the church, which is you and me. God, give us ears, right? So he starts out talking to himself, right? Oh, my soul, all the totality of what I am, my inmost being, which includes our will, which includes our mind, which includes our emotions. And this is an interesting one. It includes our memories, right? Includes our desires and our thoughts for the future. David's talking to himself and he says, hey, listen up, self. Sit down, son. Hey, remember, everyone in there, everything, pay attention, right? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sometimes you need to get your own attention, right? Take stock of what's going on, right? Some days we're a pouty two-year-old. Amen. Amen, sister. Some days we're a wise old sage. Some days we're a tired-out parent. Some days we're a broken-hearted friend. There's lots going on in here. And we often move faster than our soul is moving. And you have to slow down to catch up to yourself, okay? It's an interesting thought. It's why it's good to take some space. It's why it's to come together to consider these things. It's why it's good for us to chew on these things, because if you don't, they'll just pass you by, and you'll all forget, right? And you've forgotten a lot, forgotten a lot. So have I, okay? So what are we trying to remember? Oh, I like this line too. I don't want to skip it. We must always remind ourselves of the big story as we are experiencing the present paragraph, right? That helps us, right? Sometimes we forget all of these things because we're fixated on the bills, right? Or the ache in your back, or the broken relationship. And we all have this stuff, right? Look beyond this present paragraph to the bigger story. This will help your mind. This will help you engage. This will help you persevere. This will help you take the next right step. This will expand your soul. That's why we sing these great songs. Look up, right? That's why churches sometimes are built like this, with a towering ceiling that draws our eyes upward to the cross. It's a beautiful design, by the way. Because so often we're looking down here, right? Oh. So let's briefly just hit these and we'll move to the next point. First, and these are some of the things. He forgives all your sins. You should say amen to that. That, by the way, is your biggest need. We have offended and trespassed and rebelled against a good, let me emphasize that, righteous and holy God. We collectively and we individually, in our intentional choices, God being glorious, and in his glory there is love and mercy that's combined with righteousness and truth. Our life here may seem long at times, but it is not as long as eternity. Whether you believe it or not, God's righteousness and his essence is not dependent upon your opinion. Okay. He is who he is. And he tells us through his word, given to us by his Spirit, through prophets and apostles, and of course embodied in his Son, tells us that we will give account of ourselves. All have sinned, including your holy grandmother, okay, the most righteous person you can think of. All have sinned besides Christ and fallen short of the glory of God. So when I get to heaven, we'll just talk about me. Guilty. I know about the Ten Commandments. I've broken every one. Either commission, acts, or attitudes. Murder, maybe not. Anger, certainly. I'm going to plead guilty. I'm going to say mercy. I'm going to say Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. His righteousness for my sinfulness. And through Christ, my sin is forgiven. Just let that sink in your soul, right? Your gas tank might be empty, but your sin is forgiven. Ultimately, infinitely better. Hey, soul, don't forget all his benefits. All the benefits I have in Christ, my sins are forgiven. David reminds us of this. Second, heals all your diseases. Right? Now, let's talk about that a little bit. Right? Like, what does that mean? Does it mean everything is healed immediately all the time? The answer is no. Right? How do I know that? Because we all die, right? Even Lazarus, good old Lazarus, remember him? He was raised from death to life. He wasn't resurrected. There's only one that's been resurrected. He was raised from the dead. Guess what? Lazarus died. God does heal. Okay, he heals. How? Natural means, right? You know your body heals itself? Could you imagine if it didn't? We'll be all a bucket of scars and dead at 3 years old, right? I'm seriously, right? I just think about that. Like I cut my hand, in the matter of time, it's healed. What if it wasn't? That'd be a problem. Natural means can come through what God created, can come through medicine. There's these things that help, right? Jesus himself was called the great physician, not that he was there with his pharmaceuticals. It wasn't that. Can he heal supernaturally? Yeah. Some of y'all have been healed that way. However, all of it on this side of the veil, temporary. When he heals all your diseases, it's more than just the disease of your body. It's diseases of your soul as well. Angerness and bitter and strife and all the junk. That baby knows exactly what I'm talking about. Right? Like, yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. When you get a new body, come on, girl. You get a new body. I like that. I like kids in here. Amen. Okay. When you get a new body, everything's going to be healed then. Right? So when he says, I heal all your diseases, he does. The question is not if he will or not. The question is timing, right? Sometimes it's slow. Sometimes it's all at once. Every time it's an eternity, friends. Right? So, hey, David says, hey, remember. Hey, remember. One, he forgives all your sins. Hey, remember. Heals all your diseases. Ooh. Third, he redeems your life from the pit. Woo! We're all pitiful people in that regard, right? See what I did there? Pitiful. Michael got it. Don't cough, David. Don't cough. I'm struggling with a sinus thing. He redeems us all from the pit. Like, whoo! Now there's lots of pits we can fall into. Despondency, despair, discouragement, tons of stuff, right? Ultimately, we fall into the pit of hell, to be frankly honest, but there's lots of pits we get stuck into. He redeems us from the pit. That means buys us out of it. Redeemed, that's mine, right? It's like going to the pawn shop if you ever pawned anything, right? That watch right there, that's my watch. I am redeeming it back. When he calls you a son or a daughter of God, that one's mine. I'm buying that back. Okay. Redeemed your life from the pit. Ultimately through Jesus Christ, right? Rescued us from the deepest pit, from the slavery to sin and the finality of death. That's a benefit. Not only does he bring us out of the muck and mire of sin and sinfulness and all the discouragements and the diseases of this life, but he just doesn't bring us up to a normal level. He brings us beyond that and crowns you with love and compassion. Whew. Now, who does that? God does. We receive, he initiates, calls us, equips us, and crowns us. With what? Love? He does this not because he has to, but because he loves you. Okay. Just let that sink in. Here's the deal. You're never going to be worthy enough for his love, so stop trying. You hear me, Thomas, right? Come on. Loves you because that's who he is. I want you to understand his love. It's about him. And he calls you. Remind yourself of these things. That's why we read passages like this over and over again. That's why we sing songs to remind ourselves of this. David talks to himself, and there are times when you have to talk to yourself. Come on, self. Hey, let's think about what matters. Fifth, he satisfies your desires with good things. Not all our desires are good, friends. I'm just telling you. Maybe yours are. Mine aren't, right? I had a desire when I was 7 years old to eat as much Hershey candy as I can. My parents, because they love me, didn't give me all that candy. Gave me a little. Just because you have a desire for something doesn't mean it's good. So he satisfies your, how about, good desires with good things. Because can you trust him? God, will you help me either satisfy this desire or take it away? That's a good prayer. Why does he do this? So your youth is renewed like the eagles, right? Now, is he talking that, you know, you're going to get your 22-year-old body back? I wish. I played a little nine square and I felt it all night square. Wasn't that bad, but your youth is renewed by the like an eagle. So what does that mean? Our bodies will get old, but your soul doesn't have to. Do you hear me? This is important because if you go through a little bit of life, you have a memory of when that happened. If you can fill in that. Right? If you're not careful, your soul can come old and dry up, but it doesn't have to. Renews your strength. Yes, physically, sometimes, certainly, but your body can be old, but your soul can be young, right? Still believing like who? A child, right? Instead of being cynical, right? You can get cynical over time because you've heard enough lies by enough politicians or friends or spouses or whatever. You can become cynical of everything. Don't let the cancer of soul cynicism corrupt you, okay? God, renew that. You become bitter, embittered. You can become a cranky old person. You don't have to be. God, renew my soul. Make my faith become like a child that I believe everything you say. All right. God, these desires, good things. So, yeah, give me new strength. So when I'm ready to meet you, I'm stronger spiritually, emotionally than I've ever been. Benefit. Before you begin each day by rehearsing everything that is wrong, remember what is eternally right. This will help your mood, friends. I can be moody. Don't ask my wife this question. Don't say amen to that either. I got to tell myself, hey, bro, you need to sit your sister self down and say, hey, sis, let's rehearse a couple things. Let's remember what is eternally true. That will help you. Spiritual practice. Next point. I got to keep going. Second. Okay, so first, remember all his benefits. Okay? This is God's word to you. This isn't a suggestion. This will help you. You have to apply it. I can't do it for you. Present it. You have to apply it. So that's up to you. Second, rest in his compassionate care. Some of y'all need this. Right? You need to remember his benefits, and then you need to rest. Why? In God's compassionate care. Why do you say this? Well, it's right here in the text. Psalm 103. Let's keep going. This is the biggest chunk. So I'm going to read it quick. This is what it says. The Lord works righteousness and justice for who? All the oppressed. Okay, which includes us at times, certainly. Verse 7. He made known, past tense, his ways to Moses. So he's calling back Exodus. Okay, David had those scriptures. So he made known his ways to Moses, okay? His deeds to the people of Israel. That's interesting. Verse 8. And this is the callback. Character of God. This is huge. The Lord is compassionate and gracious. Slow to anger. It's abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sin deserves, or repay us
according to our iniquities. That's our trespasses. For as high, and they sang it, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. Now, as far as the east is from the west, he has removed my sin, your sin, our transgressions, removed it from us. Woo. He goes on, verse 13, as a father, okay, he loves using that descriptor of himself, has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, honor him, reverence him, respect him. For he knows how we're formed. This is true. He remembers that we are dust. Now, the truth is the life of mortals, which is us, is like grass. Flourishes like a flower of the field. And the wind blows over it. And it's gone. And its place remembers it no more. Oh. Okay, thank you for that gut punch of reality. But that's reality. And guess what? It's okay. It's okay, right? So David moves from what God has done for him, okay, to what God, that's the first part, remember all the benefits, to what God has revealed about himself, okay? That's pretty cool, right? So he says, okay, the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. So that's kind of his main statement there. And then he draws back to Moses. And it's interesting, it says that he made known his ways to Moses and deeds to the people. So the people who followed Moses, if you're not aware of the Old Testament, I can't go through it all, but Moses led the people of God from bondage to the land of promise. The people understood God from what he did, right? Manna in the wilderness, split the Red Sea, gave them water in various places, fought battles. There was a pillar of fire that led them by night. There was a pillar of cloud that shaded them, led them by day. The people know that. They knew about him, but Moses knew him, right? Who he was, not just what he did. Granted, we can understand things about God by what he did. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 says this, that God's invisible qualities can be seen through what he created, including clouds and trees and microorganisms and monkeys and mice and all the stuff. We can know stuff about God, know things about him. But he revealed to Moses the essence of who he is. Slow. Bounding in love. I want you to know things about God. More importantly, I want you to know God. We know him through the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. His name is Jesus. We know him through what he's created, certainly also through his Word. Yes. Through his Son, and now through his Spirit, working through his Son, revealing himself in his Word, and showing who he is through his creation. Hey, we can rest in his compassionate care because of who he is. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. That's good news. It's called mercy, friends. Oh. Hey, soul, hey, remember who God is. Remember his benefits. Hey, man, chill out. Some of y'all need to tell yourself to chill out. You're running 1,000 miles in your head, and you are exhausted. Hey, rest. You ain't charge of the universe. Stop acting like it. Right? And then he goes on to describe us. God remembers your dust.
Don't have greater expectations of yourself than God does for yourself. Some of you need to hear that. Some of y'all are workaholics. This guy is. This verse needed that. I needed to hear this week. Hey, Dave, don't try to be more than dust. You just need to chill. God gave you the breath. Do your flower thing. Dust to dust. Have you ever heard that before? Where does that come from? Passages like this. Ashes to ashes. Guess who's eternal? God is. We are finite. He is infinite. Right? If he says he's got you, he's got you. Right? He's holding on to you, friend, and he's way stronger than you are. Rest in his compassionate care. Verse 13, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Not scared that you're going to be pummeled by your derelict dad. I'm not saying that. It's a fear. It's an honor. It's a recognizing who he is. That's why we worship him. His name. It's above all names. He is eternal or not. He is powerful. We are dust. He's compassionate, and he calls you his children. He will not forget you. If you're a parent, you never forget your kid. Regardless of how bad they are, you always have compassion for them. Lest your heart has become hard. There's so much here, right? Last thing I'm going to say of this, and I'll keep going. For as high as the heavens are above the earth. Do you guys catch that? You know how far? That's like, what extreme is that? The extreme of all extremes. This is making a point. So great is his love, right? You can't measure it. He didn't even say even the depths of the ocean, because that could be measured. You can't measure the difference between heaven and earth, right? That's how much he loves you, right? Yes, you. And you're someone's saying, no, you don't love me. Stop it. It's not true. So great is his love for those who fear him, honor him, show him. And the second one is great. As far as the east is from the west. Now, he could have said as far as the north is from the south, but the deal is, for you who are flat earthers, news, the world's round, okay? Thank you for three of you who laughed. Okay, north and south. You go up to the North Pole. If you keep going, you start heading what direction? There's limits, right? If you go east around the globe, when do you stop going east? Not as far as the north is from the south. It's from as far as the east is from the west. That never stops. That's how far he separated your sin from you. So stop claiming it as your own. Confess it. Know that he's forgiven it. And it ain't nowhere to be found, friend. Condemnation, excuse me. Yeah, you can clap for that. What did I say? Conviction is good. Helps us to confess. Hey, being convicted is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, by the way, is conviction. That's what he does. One of the things he does. Convicts us. Good. Why? So that we bring things up to confess. Why? So that will be separated from us, from the east as far as the west. Come on, David. There's a difference between conviction and condemnation. The devil wants to get all that stuff, and your conscience does at times as well. But. Knock it off. Now there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That should be enough for you. Stop bringing it up all the time. Right? It's not who you are. Conviction, yes. Repent, you better. Right? Forgive as you've been forgiven. You better do that too. It's not there anymore. Remember this. Right? Okay. He's compassionate to you. We are fragile. He is eternal. Embrace that and rest in that. He's got me. Okay. When you die, I want you to be assured of what's happening. It's okay. You're in Christ. He's enough. I had a story right before this service of someone say, I finally got that. I can't earn it. You can't. You can receive it. Yeah. Okay. Got to go to the next point here. Lastly, so what are we doing? Okay, we're remembering all of his benefits. Whew. Okay. Some of you need to do that, and you can keep doing that. It's a practice, a spiritual discipline. Second, rest in his compassionate care. Okay. Third, what? Rejoice. Yeah. In what? His everlasting love. And rule. This is good stuff, okay? I'm going to read these verses. I'll put a bow on it. But from everlasting to everlasting. Everlasting, right? This is like eternity. Everlasting, infinite line that way. To everlasting, infinite line that way. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. Oh. And his righteousness, not yours, his, that he gives to us, and his righteousness with their children's children, all generations, calls them. With those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. Verse 19, the Lord has established his throne where? Heaven. And his kingdom, what does it do? Rules over all? Right? All kings, all authorities, all powers, all princes, all kingdoms. His throne is over them all. He's not running for re-election, and he doesn't need your vote to be king. He's king by divine right. What he says is the rule. Okay, that should give you some security, right? King of kings, friend. I'm part of his kingdom. You live in America and we say, thank you, Jesus. But this kingdom, America's not lasting forever. Why? Because I know a better one. And I know history. Okay. King of all kings, rulers over all. Overall. And he ends this way, right? He starts talking to himself, includes the people of God, and then he says, that's not enough people giving him praise. He says, all right, praise the Lord, everybody, all you angels, there's angels in here, right? You mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word, praise the Lord, right? All of the heavenly hosts, all of his servants who do his will. Hey, praise the Lord. All his works everywhere in his dominion, which is everywhere. Praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Come on, David. The king, prophet, priest, worship leader. Rejoice in what? Everlasting love and rule. And his kingdom will reign forever. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Everyone who belongs to Christ will continue living in his love. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. He's got you. It's good. Okay? Jumping down to the conclusion. So this Psalm 103. It's helpful. I think all of these psalms have been helpful. Again, I'm only hitting like 12 of them. There's 150. Go dig for gold there. I'm giving you homework. It's good for your soul. It's good for your spiritual development. From this psalm, okay, just three things, right? And you need to practice this. You need to ask the questions to yourself or your family or your spouse or the mirror, whatever you got to do. Think about it. One, remember his benefits, okay? You forget more than you remember. Remember, okay? Make this stuff, call this stuff back. It'll be good for your soul. You'll renewed, be your health will be renewed, okay? Like eagles, granted. Talked about that, not necessarily our bodies. It will someday. But remember his benefits. Second, rest in his compassionate care. A lot of y'all are very anxious because you're scared of everything, especially the younger generation. I'm sorry for the cell phones we gave you when you were three. Didn't help you. I'm just saying. God is in control. You can trust him. Okay, just follow him. That's all you need to do. Just like a three-year-old, all they need to do is look up for their parents and follow them. That's all they need to do. Stop trying to be so much of an adult. Go back to a kid, regard to your face, and just look to Jesus and follow him. That's it. That's what matters. He knows where he's going. Okay. You're not going to be lost if you're following him. There's the essence of discipleship. Thirdly, rejoice in his everlasting love and rule. Let that, give you security. Yep, your body's turning back to dust. He can put it back together. It's okay. Yep, even if you live to be 100, that ain't nothing compared to the eternal one. We're all kids. That's why he calls us children. Young compared to him. Hey, man, rejoice in his everlasting love and rule. Just like last week, man, that Psalm 95 told us to, man, oh, that was great timing. You should be up here when I preach the whole time. That would be great. I love you, Dan. Yeah, at the end, if you behold God, you'll praise him more, right? You praise what you treasure. So those who, I think, treasure Christ the most, praise him the most. So, hey, man, remember his benefits. Hey, man, look at his compassion and grace. Hey, that'll help you to sing, right? And I don't care the quality of your voice. That doesn't matter. What matters is the quality of your heart. We become what we behold, so let's behold him so we become more like him. I'll end with this, right? Your soul may say, I am weak. The gospel says, yeah, he remembers that you're dust. Now, your soul may say, my sin's too great. The gospel says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has removed your transgressions from your sin. Now, your soul may say, my life is fragile and uncertain. The gospel says, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. Tell yourself. Your soul may say, hey, this world is out of control. The gospel says, the Lord has established his throne in heaven. His kingdom rules over all. Chill. Your soul may say, I have nothing to praise the Lord for, and that's a lie. Psalm 103 says, forget not all his benefits. Greatest one is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, before we sing again an appropriate song and are released, I thank you for this community. Thanks for friendships in this place. Connect us to you and secure us to one another, God. Help us to love each other deeply from the heart. God, this psalm is helpful for us who are forgetful. Lord, I pray for me, pray for us. Help us to do these very things. Remember and to rest and to rejoice. God, will you renew our inner self, all that is within us, to soar like the eagles. As our bodies are returning to dust and you remake them, God, may our souls soar in you. So holy, holy, holy. So Lord, God Almighty, who was and who is to come. No one, God, compares to you. There's none like you. And you call us your children. You crown us with love. You redeem us from the pit. You forgive all our sins. You make us new. Thank you. We are the most blessed people of all things. Help us to remember these things on our greatest days and our darkest hours. We give you praise. Be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen.